Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Christina. May I have the phone number associated with your account?
Yes, it is 336-293-3583. You're speaking with Thomas Jefflin.
Thank you, sir. Will you verify the address on your account for me?
Yes, I'm at 1640 Pleasant Way of Southern North Carolina, 2703 zip code.
Thank you for that verification. How can I help?
I just want to call and see what's going on with this order that I did on the 1st.
One moment.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
It ends with 32783.
Yes, sir. I see it shipped out on the 4th.
I saw nothing on shipping with it at all.
Yeah. There's still some delays with USPS updating tracking. Like, once they have that in their possession, they have to update it.
Well, it's not the Postal Service. I know that my last order shipped with Pitney Bowes.
I'm sorry?
I know that my last order shipped with Pitney Bowes. They're actually a drop shipper.
It does ship from Pitney Bowes, and then it's taken to USPS. USPS has to update that once they receive it. There have been a lot of instances where they haven't, but it should arrive to you in no more than 3 weeks from the date that it left the warehouse.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Pitney Bowes. I used to work as a shipping manager, shipping logistics for international stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pitney Bowes is terrible.
They're
good for bulk rate shipping, but that's about it. They're useless otherwise.
Yes, sir. I understand. I really do. I don't pick who the shipping partner is. And I've seen some shipments taking a month to arrive, and I really don't understand why.
Yeah.
But if you don't have it within 3 weeks, then just let us know and we'll issue a reship on it. I mean, I've seen some of them arriving, and they never got updated. But
I mean, it's like this last order. I watched it. It pretty much shipped on the 4th. From my order from the 27th last month, shipped on the 4th. Shipped on the 2nd, sorry, and it was updated on the 4th. It hit Charlotte, North Carolina, and then went to Atlanta, Georgia. I was like, what in the hell? I'm in North Carolina, you freaking idiots, really?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I've
seen USPS doing a lot of that. Also, like, I've seen stuff go. It's supposed to be headed to, in Pennsylvania, where the old warehouse was. Right there, and it would go to Indiana. And I'm like, why did it have to go to Indiana?
I've done this with all shippers here lately, especially like FedEx.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a package, say, coming from New York. I'll get a San Diego origin scan. I'm like, okay. Well, I'm going to get a San Diego origin scan. Next thing they'll say, oh, okay, here it is. It's going to New York, Pennsylvania, and it's working its way too. It's like, okay, that doesn't make any sense. Why are they doing that? Plus it don't help any either. We've got this idiot running the Postal Service. I'm sorry. I hate to say this. I work shipping logistics. Like I said, I've been a shipping logistics manager for one of my past companies. The company this guy ran beforehand, the company I dealt with, wanted to deal with some of his stuff. I was looking at how they moved things. Like, no. I suggest another carrier.
It makes you wonder how they stay in business sometimes.
Well, really I saw my delivery guy the other day. Yeah, he knows what I used to do. He goes, you know what? He goes, I think he's being set up to be a fall guy. I'm like, well, he was appointed to the office. He has conflicted interest because he owns competition. That right there would be insider trader. I would lawsuit that in a hurry if I was in business, with Wall Street. Because he's interfering, he's actually physically interfering with their profitability.
Yeah.
Only they're not for profit, as they say. But the steps he's taken to get in. It sounds like I'm in Winston-Salem. This idiot is only 30 lives only 30 minutes from where I live.
Oh my goodness.
The guy running Lewis DeJoy, yeah, he lives in Greensboro, North Carolina. One of my friends put up, hey, we got, there are people going to protest at his office in Washington, D.C. I was like, here's his home number. This is where he lives in Greensboro. How'd you get that? I'm the next city over.
Like, it's kind of common knowledge around here.
Yeah, I mean, another one of my friends said, well, who actually works at the Postal Service, and said, hell, you want his email? I was like, what? Because I'll give it to you. Like, yeah, that make a lot of people real happy.
They might not like it very much, but hey.
No, I was like, you don't take a business that's already struggling and come in turning out new machinery during peak hours. During peak mail time with a pandemic going on. That's just freaking dumb.
It is a very crazy world, to say the least.
Yes. And it's getting worse every day.
It has been interesting. I'm hoping maybe things will start to resume some sense of normalcy, but we shall see.
I know it's like orders. I've got another for you guys. The first order I did, I think it took like 3 weeks to arrive. This last order from February, it took roughly 2 weeks. And this I'm kind of like left field.
I think it's getting better. Well, we moved warehouses too, and so that's kind of had it's from what everything hasn't moved yet. Like they're still working on it, but everything that I can pretty much tell what warehouse it ships out of by how quick it arrives to the customer.
Yep. I'm guessing my first one arrived went from one, and the second one is coming from the other.
I think this one's coming from the new one because it certainly got out quick. So hopefully it's going to ship quick too.
I know my first one was a 3 Battlestars. It shipped out pretty fast. I was actually going to order this week, but what I noticed, two of the things I was going for, it sold out temporarily. I was like, shit.
Yep. We're waiting on a lot of stuff to come in, like once the warehouse is, it's completely moved, then the parent company is going to send a lot of stock. And hopefully that happens very soon.
Yeah, moving between locations is never fun. Because traditionally what you want to do, you'll get your stock or whatever you have down as low as you can get it and still function. And then move it in lots.
Right.
Been there, done that.
I was going to say, I bet you know more about it than I do, but just thinking about how that has to work out, like, I'm like, that can't be, it can't be a quick process. Yep. It's got to be a very tedious thing to do.
I mean, in most places you'll go in each building set, then move your infrastructure over, and slowly work your stock over by product lots. I mean, that's why, I've helped this do that before. That way, you try to keep smooth and rolling. I mean, it's a lot better than dealing with international shipping.
I bet.
International shipping. International's pain in the rear end. I have heard. Now.
Yes, we have been told, like, all of the stuff coming into us, we've been told is a lot of it's getting hung up in customs, and I'm like, does it really have to be so long? But
if you have anything with the port of Los Angeles or Seattle, Los Angeles is a 2-3 week backlog.
Oh, gosh.
And Federal Way, Washington is about a week and a half to 2 weeks.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, Long Beach is a mess.
Oh,
New York is busy, but it's not as bad because New York is handling like the European traffic.
Right.
So I had something come in when COVID first started from Australia. Usually that's about a 3 week turnaround.
I bet it took months.
Yeah, 2 months.
I bet. I heard that Australia was getting like really slow for a while.
And to make it even better, what I'd order from the guy, or I busted up. I told him, like, yeah, 2 months in transit. I told you it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Australia Post is not exactly one of the better carriers, I mean.
We had a lot of that happening, too, like, when the pandemic first happened. I mean, and I guess Postal Company was just kind of throwing stuff on through and getting behind. But it's gotten better, but it's still not like it was. And I think it might be a few months still before it is.
It's going to be the better part of a year, if not longer, before the shipping warp straightens out.
You think so?
Yeah. Just by what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing from people that are still in the business.
Yeah.
I mean, there's actually shipping companies that are closing down. Shipping is working themselves because the big boys can't keep up. The big boys, you know, the little boys rely on the big boys to do what they have to do so they can get their business.
Mm.
The trickle down effect's not trickling down in that respect. Because a lot of the smaller sorting places are actually shutting down.
That's sad.
Like if you look at like Wayfair, you won't hear about this on the news, but Wayfair's actually closed a lot of facilities.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep. They closed off a lot of smaller facilities and are shifting their business to the larger facilities that they have, larger warehouses.
Wow.
I know locally we had a Wayfair that's actually on the southern part of town. And they shifted everything out from them about 2 months after the pandemic started.
Oh, wow. I didn't
know that. Mm-hmm.
I would have thought the online companies were doing better, but I guess, you know, stuff like that, people really stopped wanting to buy during the pandemic.
Wayfair price point versus, you know, what you're getting. Plus, it's like entertainment. When the pandemic started, entertainment stuff surged. Gaming systems, movies, DVDs, streaming services.
Right.
Stuff like that surged in prices and profits.
Right. Very
good. What's interesting, too, with shipping, media mail is actually moving faster than parcel.
Wow.
Any of the first-class shipping, media mail is actually moving and coming through faster, depending on what it is. If something is considered to be a hand-sort item, a large item, that's the slowest thing you're going to see.
Oh, man.
If you ship anything, if you ship anything or have anything coming to you, avoid Ohio like the plague. If you have something, go to Akron, Ohio. It's going to sit there for a month.
Or Grapevine, Texas. I've seen stuff going through Grapevine, Texas, and I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
I have no idea where Grapevine, Texas is.
I think it's northern Texas. It's not up outside of Fort Worth, if I'm not mistaken.
I know a lot of, I know their facility well, and I know that anything going through there is like, it's pitiful. I mean, I've seen stuff get caught up there for weeks.
Now, Greensboro, North Carolina is not too good either now. They're starting to backlog. But
that's not
good. Well, the Postal Service about 2 years ago. We had another sorting center in the southern part of the state in Hickory. They closed it down. Hickory used to handle the southwestern part of North Carolina. Well, now we mainly have two sorting facilities in North Carolina. We have Charlotte and we have Greensboro.
Oh, goodness.
That is stupid.
That's got everything slow, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, Greensboro is getting buried now.
Oh, man.
But I read yesterday FedEx, you've seen FedEx Smart Rate shipping.
Mm-hmm.
FedEx does the main bulk of the delivery, and then they drop it to the Postal Service. The Postal Service actually delivers it to your home or business. FedEx has discontinued that. They said they discontinued it. So now if you have something that's going to be, they changed the shipping class, what it's called. FedEx will actually be the one delivering it to your door. It's their cheaper form of shipping.
I bet that's actually getting a lot of shipments out quicker going like through FedEx. Because I don't think UPS is really moving as slow as the Postal Service either.
FedEx, UPS, and DHL, it's just another normal day for them pretty much. I mean, they're having an increased bulk.
Right.
But they're handling, they're getting it done.
Right.
And they've actually recuperated nicely since, you know, the holiday season.
Right.
And yes, DHL is one you usually don't hear that much about, but DHL is actually doing really good.
I heard they were. I mean, I know they're a little bit more expensive than everybody else, mm-hmm. but I know DHL tends to move things out at a much mm-hmm. quicker pace.
Yeah,
if I
right
had
now,
to...
Yeah, right now the real shipping sweetheart is Amazon.
Oh, really?
Nothing is topping Amazon shipping.
Yeah. I don't think anything ever really could top Amazon.
Yeah. I mean, if you buy from Amazon, this Amazon shipping. But
right.
their shipping is surpassing everybody's. Even what I'm understanding from people I know that are still in the field, everybody's looking at their business model saying, why can't we do this?
You know, I've been wondering that for a while. Like, why can Amazon do that? And like, the post office and stuff
yep.
can't. I'm like, y'all have mm-hmm. one thing that you do, and they're doing, like, gosh, a million. And so I was like, somebody needs to get a hold of Amazon, figure out how they're doing the 2-day mm-hmm. stuff, and try to figure that out for everyone else.
Well, it's like locally. We just had a shipping center open up not like 20 minutes from here. I drove by it yesterday for the first time. My wife had surgery yesterday. And I went by. I was like, whoa, that's where that's at? Yeah, I was like, huh.
Is it huge?
This is a small one, but there's actually a larger one that they built down towards Durham, early Durham area.
Mm-hmm. I bet that one. I mean, whatever their flow of things is, mm-hmm. it is like the most efficient system
yeah.
I think I have
oh, yeah.
ever seen. And mm-hmm. kudos to whoever came up with it.
I told my wife a few years, I said, you know, I never saw this coming. She's like, well, it was like back when eBay and Amazon were startups. I joined eBay back in like 2003, I think, 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon was just starting up. Well, eBay's answer for Amazon was half.com. And eBay integrated half into just eBay. They did away with it.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw Amazon becoming what it's become. So now you're hearing about like Walmart closing places.
Right. I mean, it's huge. Like, I'm wondering when they're going to, you know, say Amazon's gotten too big, because they are like everything now.
Yep,
and
a bubble.
You know, I know they have the laws about monopoly, but I'm like, mm-hmm. can it really apply if it's something, if you have your hands in something different everywhere?
Well, see, that's why they broke up eBay and PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they split up eBay, because eBay broke up, went off into banking. To manage transactions for their, you know, for their site.
Right.
And they split it off, said, nope, we're getting too big. Says, like down here, RJ Reynolds Tobacco. There used to be a credit union called the RJR Credit Union. Years ago, they split them off. And became something different. It became a legacy.
I'm wondering if they just like transfer owners and like it and change the name, and it's still basically the same people.
Well, for North Carolina, when it became a legacy, I think they kept the same board of directors. They just didn't name change. I think that's what eBay and PayPal did at first.
I think so. Probably.
All right. Well, I know you got things to do. I've got to hop off here.
Yes, sir. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope you enjoy your weekend.
Hopefully. We've got nice weather down here. It's like 73 outside. Wind blowing. So, you know, windows in the house are open.
Great weekend to get outside.
Maybe. I don't know. One flight up from surgery. So, I'll be looking after her all weekend.
Well, I hope she has a very speedy recovery.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Hey, you have a good weekend as well.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Bye-bye.
Hey, have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.